Hey, this is Rob Rush from A Rock and a Hard Place, and we give you new shows every week where we dish it out on different topics and get you the interviews with some of the best stars, not only in rock, but anywhere we can find them. Here's a recent interview that Mark Mendoza, Billy Mira, and I did with Ricky Medlock, who was an original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd and founder of Blackfoot. Ricky is out on the road with Lynyrd Skynyrd later this year, and he's doing some dates with his brand new band, the Ricky Medlock Band. We talk about his career, his time with Mark the Animal Mendoza playing in Blackfoot, and was he really considered an original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd? This is our interview previously aired on radio station 94.3 The Shark on Long Island. And we are back on A Rock in a Hard Place. It's 94.3 The Shark, your place for hard rock, heavy metal, everything in between. Rob Rush, Billy Mira, and Mark the Animal Mendoza. And this, I guess, came as kind of a surprise for you, Mark, because I had gotten sent this song a few months ago, I think back in the fall, called Rise Again by the Ricky Medlock Band. And you looked at me like I had three heads and you said, you know, I played in Blackfoot with Ricky, right? And I said... I said, oh, yeah, I remember that. So, Mark, I got Ricky on the line for us.
Before we go any further, did I really say it like that?
You were like, you know, I played in Blackfoot with Ricky, right?
No, that's not my voice either. That's not my voice either. Yeah.
So, Ricky, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing? It's good to be with y'all.
So, I just want to know, explain to me you and Mark and your history together.
Well, it's interesting because we really needed a bass player, and at the time, we found out that Mark was available, and we were thrilled with it. I mean, he came in, he was a great touring companion, a great buddy on stage, man, and we just had a blast.
It was a lot of fun. I'll just add to that story a little bit, to Ricky's story. When I was in the Dictators, we did a handful of show opening up for Blackfoot in the South, in Texas, and Louisiana and stuff, and actually all the way out almost to the West Coast. I think we did 7 or 8 shows opening up for Blackfoot. I think that's what it was. Isn't that correct, Ricky?
Sure.
And then T.S. played with Blackfoot, so it was a few years after the Dictators that all of a sudden I run into Ricky again and the guys in Blackfoot. And, you know, that original Blackfoot, that was a rocking machine. Those guys were road-worn and well-oiled, and the gears meshed, and the audiences were just fanatical about Blackfoot. They really were, and it was incredible. Yeah. It was almost like intimidating when you had to open up for them.
You're saying, you know, we spent so many years on the road playing in every juke joint and every turn, and just never really realized that we were really cutting our teeth and really honing down what we were going to eventually, you know, do. And when you guys were with us, man, I remember one particular show, and I think this was at the Zoo in Oklahoma, and you guys were with us on that show, and from that very beginning, you know, I knew the two bands were going to really fit together really well with the audience. And the audience was over fanatic. And I'm telling you, that whole run, really incredible. It really was.
Yeah, it was. I'm telling you, the audiences all looked, by the time they walked out of the building and T.S. opened it up for Blackfoot, they looked like they had been through a war. They actually looked like they just had to go home and take a nap, because it really was intense. It really was.
You know, Ricky, this is Billy Mira. I have to ask you guys a question. You know, I know Mark has been in a lot of really popular bands over the years, the Dictators, Twisted Sister, and Blackfoot, like yourself, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Blackfoot. Did you guys, when you were touring with Blackfoot, did you get a crossover audience of other of those fans of those other bands that came to your shows as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it was interesting because at the height, you know, right when Blackfoot came out and the Strikes album came out, you know, Skynyrd's whole thing had come to an abrupt halt a couple of years before that, and with the plane disaster. So a lot of the audiences that were, you know, that had been Skynyrd fans were turning to other Southern rock groups, such as ourselves and Molly Hatchet and other bands like that, you know, like 38 Special. And you did get this kind of crossover audience, but Blackfoot was always a heavier, way heavier band than those other bands. So you were getting actually crossover of like really heavy rock bands that would cross into our genre. And that's one of the reasons why I said that the two bands together meshed well together, because we were getting that crossover of heavier rock bands into our audience. And maybe Mark saw that as well.
Oh, yeah, because I can remember when I was younger, just as a fan, I remember the Blackfoot Train video would come on, and to me that was rock. I didn't even look at it as Southern rock. So
right.
I can see how that was happening, Rick. I really can.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk real quick about Ricky Medlock Band CD that just came out, a single called Rise Again. We're going to be playing that song now, so let's talk about that. What is the Ricky Medlock Band, and what plans do you have moving forward this year?
Well, it kind of started several years ago. I had a guitar player in the latter years of the band before I went back to Lynyrd Skynyrd, a guy by the name of Mark Werpel, and he was a guitar player that played with me in those latter years. And we had been friends for so long. He had a group called Warp Drive that I ended up producing one of their records. And very talented guitar player, very talented guy. So when Skynyrd would go on hiatus, you know, we were used to doing about 80 to 100 shows a year. And all of a sudden, Gary didn't want to do that many shows anymore. He had succumbed to started having heart problems. So we actually cut back the shows of doing maybe 50, 55 shows from well under the 80 to 100. And so we would come home and sit, and I got bored. And it's not good for me to get bored. And so I said, man, I'd like to go out and I'd like to play some gigs, you know, while we're at home and not do anything. So I called my buddy Mark, and Mark already had a band that he had been playing with in the Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois area. And I called him up one day. I said, look, you've got your band. What if I interjected myself into the band and we can't book gigs? And play some dates and maybe write some new music and record, you know, and put stuff out. He said, I'm in it. I'm into it. Let me talk to the band. Well, he talked to the band. The band said, yeah, by all means. Then all of a sudden we came with Rise Again, and we put that out. You know, my main thing, of course, every year is Lynyrd Skynyrd. I mean, when Skynyrd goes out now, I mean, we go out and we're still doing the 60, 65 shows. And that's the mainstay.
Well, we are going to be checking out that song right now. And it's from the Ricky Medlock Band, and it's called Rise Again here on A Rock and a Hard Place. That was the Ricky Medlock Band and Rise Again on A Rock and a Hard Place, your place for hard rock, heavy metal, and in between. It's Rob Rush, Mark the Animal Mendoza, and Billy Mira. And we have on the line with us Ricky Medlock. And Ricky, thanks for taking the time out. You and Mark catching up again. Must be fun. Sorry if, you know, he's still the same as you remember him. I apologize about that.
Well, you know what, Rob? In the description of Ricky Medlock, you left something out.
What's that?
The legendary Ricky Medlock.
That's what I got you here for.
Legendary.
That's what I got you here for.
Yes, because I was a fan of Blackfoot before I was in Twisted Sister.
And Blackfoot Ricky started, I believe it was, at least if Wikipedia is correct, 1970. But, you know, people know you as well as being in Lynyrd Skynyrd. So can you tell the story? Because, you know, if you hear it, it's like a game of telephone. People would say, well, he was here, he was there, now he's here. Were you originally with them and then you left? Is that the story?
Well, here's the way this goes. And this has been a big, you know, in the last, I would say, 10 years, maybe a little longer, this has been a big bone of contention with a lot of fans, the industry. But, you know, I went to the band from Blackfoot. And what happened is that we had in Blackfoot, we were living in Princeton, New Jersey. And we had based ourselves out of there. There was it was the governor's old house. And it had been taken over by a private owner. And about, I think at the time that we were there, there was about four bands living in this huge home and set up your equipment. We were all rehearsing, you know, writing songs, doing whatever. Well, we had a manager at the time, and I won't mention any names, but anyway, she got involved with one of the band members, and it kind of got really kind of a sticky situation, and I got frustrated with it. And so what happened, I happened to have Alan Collins' phone number, and I called Alan, and I said, Alan, Ricky Medlock. He says, hey, buddy. He says, what's going on? I said, well, I called to find out if you guys needed a driver for the truck, for a road crew guy, whatever. And he said, do you still play drums? And I said, of course. I said, you guys knew me from the comic book club days when I was playing drums for a band, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He said, what you need to do is you need to call Ronnie. This is really important. So he gave me Ronnie's number. I called Ronnie. Ronnie answered the phone. He said, what are you doing calling me, Ricky? I said, well, I was just calling to find out if you guys needed somebody to work for the band, crew guy, whatever. And I said, Alan asked me if I still play drums. And I said, yeah, I do, and wanted me to call you. He goes, Bob has left us, and in 2 weeks, we're due in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, to cut the very first Lynyrd Skynyrd record. And are you interested? I said, absolutely. They sent me a plane ticket. I flew down to Jacksonville. That was early, the early part of 71. And I stayed almost till 73. And Gary here, right before he passed away, said that he had seen on the internet people arguing back and forth, was Ricky considered an original member or not an original member? Well, I had signed contracts that stated Lynyrd Skynyrd band members named me in there, and it was management, publishing, recording contracts. And so Gary said in this video, we always considered Ricky an original member of the band, and I stand on that. Well, I always considered myself an original guy because when Bob left, I was on the original very first recordings that the band always did. I sang, four lead vocals in the Muscle Shoals collection, did all the drum track, played some acoustic guitar, even sang lead vocals on some, and did almost all the background vocals. So I was an actual band member. And I stayed there right up until almost right before they did the Pronounce record. Went back with Blackfoot. And then in 95, I got invited to come up to Atlanta for the world premiere of Freebird the movie, where they were having an all-star jam the night before. And this was right after Christmas of 95. And I went up there, took part in the all-star jam. And the guys, I had not any idea, but Gary had been talking to Billy and Leon and Johnny for quite some time about me coming back to the band, putting me back in the band. And so it all culminated up there. They got to see me play the whole bit. And then in March of 96, I got the famous call now, as I call it. Gary called me up and left me a message on my answering machine, on those little tape machines that we used to use. And the message was, hey, Ricky, Brother Gary here. I want you to learn I Ain't the One, Saturday Night Special, That Spell, and Freebird. I want you to learn all of Alan, the way Alan played, Alan's part, because you're about the closest thing to Alan that I could probably get. And I want you to learn them note for note the way he played them. And I'm going to come down to Fort Myers, Florida, audition you. And if you pass the audition, I'll give you $1.50 in a Snickers bar.
I would have said, at least got to give me one Hershey kiss.
And that's exactly what the message was on the tape.
So we heard it from the horse's mouth here.
Exactly.
And we heard it from the horses. Well, Ricky, you know, and then, you know, Blackfoot is a legendary, such a legendary band. And, well, Lynyrd Skynyrd, I should just digress for 1 second. We'll be going out doing a number of dates. And if you want to see Ricky and the rest of Lynyrd Skynyrd, go to lynyrdskynyrd.com. The last album it says you came out with was in 2016. So besides your Skynyrd stuff later this year and your Ricky Medlock band, any plans to do something more with Blackfoot?
Well, you know what? We've been offered quite a few shows now as Ricky Medlock Blackfoot, the Ricky Medlock band. Mark and I, Mark Warple and I have another song up on Slate to finish off and put out. That'll be our third one. And, you know, continue doing dates here in the States. It's really exciting for me, man. Look, I just turned 75 in February. I'm still out here having a great time. Knock on wood, man. And I always figured if the Rolling Stones can do it, we can do it.
I got to add something to this conversation. I mean, you remember when I first started rehearsing with you in Ann Arbor, Michigan, when you had the house there in the barn?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think, and Ted Nugent came around. You remember that?
Yes, I do, man.
And you remember he tried to steal me from you.
Oh, I remember. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be on Ted Nugent's campfire chat tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah, just
I love it, man, because yeah. I can bring that up now.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I remember he took me aside and said, listen, brother, if you don't want to play with Ricky and Blackfoot, you know, I got an opening, man. I'd take you in a heartbeat after watching you do this rehearsal tonight. He said to me, yeah. It was great.
What a long history we got, bro.
You're not kidding. And it was great. He said to me, you know something? It's great to see that you're faithful. You wouldn't jump ship. No, I wouldn't jump. Ricky invited me, and that's it, man. That's where I am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You both, brother.
Ricky, I will we'll give you a call.